comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble!
It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United live on YouTube, on Facebook, on a Friday night, in an hour earlier than usual because reasons. Thought, well, let's try going to 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock and see how that goes. My name, I'm your host, out of order here, Greg Mahochko, Bleep Blarp over here, the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. My friend, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So I'm guessing you're either you just wanted to do an hour early, which again, I'm fine with. What's up, Highlander Gun? Or there was a reason to you're going to want to tell me off air.
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
Yep.
Bingo bango.
Bingo bango. But Highlander Gun made it. Great to see Highlander Gun. We'll see how many of the Chatterfields make it over with the time change. It's going to throw chaos into everything. But we appreciate all of you who are going to tune in tonight or are tuning in tonight or going to watch it later or listen to the podcast, whichever. Thank you.
Agreed. I also thank you. Yes.
Mike, so last night we did the Five Heart podcast, and I brought a prop. You think I'm going to give you a high five. I brought a prop okay. for this show. Now, I don't think I can do it. It's full effect. And allegedly, I overused it last night. But
I believe that.
Thank you. It sounds like something. One of the regulars that come in like, I'm late. What did I miss? And I would kill the lights, and I would do this. Yeah, the glow lights, man.
And the coolness never stops with you, does it?
So I had to tell the story. Highlander Gun's here in this for the second night in a row. But Garrett and I, we watch BattleBots on Max. And one of the teams, they're like the driver and builder, they have glasses like that they wear out to, you know, the box or, you know, the arena. Yeah. But theirs are gold. And I was just looking. I'm like, those are kind of fun, you know? And I was scrolling like, oh, they have red. So that was the catalyst for a whole wild night last night.
Okay. So you're okay?
And a good time was had by me.
Hey, you know what? That counts. That counts for something.
Mike, we're going to play a game we haven't played in a while.
Okay.
What you drinking?
Oh, I have a Gatorade bottle filled with water because I already drank the Gatorade, and then I just put water in it.
Remember the good old days when we used to drink beers?
Yeah.
And talk about them. And when we go and record a show in the brewery here in town that's not there anymore?
We did. When we first got together for the podcast, we would usually have one or two beers while recording.
Now,
we wouldn't have more. Like I think at one point in time, I might have had three.
We also used to do the show like in person, and we would. Yes, it was audio only, so we were just laying down the track.
Yeah, I was going to say, we weren't laying down together while we did the podcast. That'd be a different podcast altogether.
That would be after.
After. That's the Patreon. You know,
I was gonna say that'd be after when be like, hey man, let's watch a movie, and then you leave like 20 minutes left because I fell asleep.
That's true, yes.
Highlander Gun says, I do that too regarding reusing your Gatorade bottles. And Highlander Gun, his name's Mike, you don't have to call him the random name he's gonna come up with.
You call me whatever you want.
It's like my mom always said, I don't care what you call me, just call me for dinner. That's a true story. My mom said that.
I believe it. I mean, here's the thing. I believe it, and I believe you continue to say it.
The other one
I believe, Greg. I believe that might be your go-to line when you're introducing yourself to somebody. I truly believe you probably go, "Hey, my name's Greg," but you call me Craig, but don't call me late for dinner, and then you chuckle a little bit.
Just like that. The other one that I heard when I was in radio down in Cape Girardeau. We were a syndicate station for a talk show, morning talk show from the Southeast called John Boy and Billy, if that's any indication. And Billy used to say, doesn't matter what they call you, it's what you answer to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's a good one for, I think young people especially.
Yeah.
You know, because young people are beat down, they're bullied. But if they, you know, if they're called every name in the book and they don't answer to them, like, no, you're going to put some respect on my name and call me whatever my name is. So.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I get it. By the way, what are you drinking? Because you asked me what I was drinking.
We were going to get there. Handmade, enjoy cold, Kentucky Vanilla Barrel Cream Ale.
Oh, where'd you get that?
Schnucks.
Schnucks. Man, I got to try some of that. That's all. Well, actually, taste it. So let me tell me how it is.
Oh, no, it's delicious. Trust me.
Okay, that's what I figured.
I first had this last year down in Bardstown, Kentucky. Because okay. I don't drink bourbon, but I'll drink the barrel cream ale, you know.
Yeah.
It's smooth. It's not too sweet. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's a good ale, and it's got 5.5% ABV.
Oh, there you go.
Fred's late, but we forgive Fred because we're technically early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, it's that time of the show where we talk about comics and if you bought anything mm-hmm. or read anything this week. And I don't know if you – I didn't do any.
So I've not bought any comics. I still have the ones you're letting me borrow. What's funny is I think I mentioned the last time I finished reading Black Hammer Secret Origins. And then I was thinking to myself, I was like, ooh, I kind of want to – continue on with this, so I might have to see what the library has or maybe buy the next one. And then I look in my box and Black Hammer Secret Event is in there. And I was like, oh, I forgot that I got grabbed that one from you. So I'm working on that You're one welcome. Now. Yes, thank you. Gracias. And also I'm working on Deadpool Secret Wars. It's kind of funny. Besides that, I think that's it.
That's Secret Wars, like the OG with like Deadpool was not a character.
Yes.
He had not been created yet for when Secret Wars was out, which I think was the 80s.
Yeah.
And so it's like he was in the shadows or lurking behind the scenes the whole time, which is kind of great.
Yeah.
Now I found, and this would be good. I've read this, but it's been a little minute. Secret Empire.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This would, if memory serves, this is when Captain America, it's revealed that he's been a Hydra agent all along.
Yes.
So. And let's see, I did read some of like the single issues that I had last week, like when I was grilling on Sunday, drinking beer and reading comics. So.
What'd you grill, by the way?
Pork chops.
Pork chops? Okay. By the way, I know last time we talked about grilling, and then my sister or Hayden commented that they were surprised that I grilled. They didn't know I grilled. I don't grill a lot or often, but I know how to grill brats and hamburgers.
I saw. And in fact, let's put a bow on that because
yes.
You had said – oh, we need to, you know, we picked our teams, you know, our menus for the cookouts and you know, he said, we got to put these up there and see which, you know, who's got the better menu. And if I remember correctly, I was menu A with the brisket, the kebabs, the zucchini, burgers, pulled pork, pork steaks, baked potato, and hot dogs. And you were menu B, ribeyes, baby back ribs, chicken, pizza, corn, s'mores, brats, and watermelon. And in an overwhelming, I don't say majority, but
it was a landslide victory.
Landslide, thank you.
Yeah.
Menu A won.
Yeah.
With a vote of 2-0.
Well, no, if you don't know, you got more because I shared it on my page and you had 2-A on my page.
Oh, okay. 4-0.
I think Bald and, I think it was Bald and my buddy Cameron. I forget. Or somebody. Both forwarded A. Look, I'm saying this not as a sore loser. Like your menu was great. I just, for me, I mean, I still like when I look at B, it's like, man, it got the s'mores on there. Okay. So you got a dessert, you know, you got watermelon, not grilled. Well, grilled watermelon is kind of weird, but I don't know. But I mean, honestly, like I think for yours, and again, you want fair and square. For me, if I was picking, I would pick B, because there's certain things that were on your, like kebabs, I don't care about, you know, or whatever. Zucchini, I'm definitely not, you know. By the way, speaking, you know what? I tried another vegetable today.
You say that like I'm 43 years old and I tried a vegetable.
42, and I still hate vegetables.
Fair. Which one did you try today?
Artichoke hearts.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And technically, I also tried, it's technically a fruit, but it's a vegetable. I tried little those mini tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Those are fine.
Maybe a different way of cooking them or something like that.
Oh, okay. Full disclosure, I never cook them. I just eat them raw with a little ranch dip. Or my mom makes a really nice like veggie dip. You know, just do a little dip. And I don't know this for a fact because I've never. I mean, this comparison only exists in my brain.
Right, right.
Like, but I have a feeling like when you squish, you know, one of those little cherry or grape tomatoes in your mouth, it's got to be like eating an eyeball.
Is that good or bad? I can't tell what you're trying to say there. I don't know. I wasn't able to like do that because they were cut horrible. Half. Okay, so that's not a good thing. Okay.
Well, I wonder if grapes are more solid throughout. They don't have like the little juicier pockets. Yeah. So they don't squish as much. So,
yeah.
Fred says artichoke hearts are great.
Hey, you know what? Asparagus. Okay, asparagus with cheese sauce. Anything with cheese sauce is it's going to bump it up. Like broccoli itself is nasty. Broccoli with cheese sauce, okay, tolerable.
No. I think that's exactly what Highlander Gun's saying. A boot with cheese sauce.
Yes.
Make the boot edible. Fred says, roast the cherry tomatoes in the oven with some garlic and herbs, then swirl into cheese and make it into a dip.
Okay. Do you cut up the cherry tomatoes before you roast them?
We'll have to wait.
Yes.
I was kind of surprised. I mean, you had the ribeyes. I honestly thought I'd go to your cookout probably.
And here's the thing. If I'm invited to either cookout, I'm happy.
Right. You know, you're like, I don't have to cook.
Right. I am a big fan of maybe just because it's easy and convenient, but brats, I'm a huge fan of grilling brats.
I like a great basic like brat or beer brat, but I also like, so Sugar Creek in Clinton County there, and they have them at Trenton Processing. They have like the gourmet brats, like the Asiago cheddar or
You
know, we had one here a little while back. There was a chili cheese brat. It was really nice. So
I think I've had that.
So I do. I like those more unique flavors.
Yes.
Excellent. So that's what we've read, and we'll get into some of the things that we've viewed. I think we need to start just to get it out of the way.
Okay.
And this is something that I have seen and you have not. I feel like we're on opposite. Wait, so I have seen all of The Acolyte so far, all three episodes.
Yeah.
And most of the first episode of The Boys.
Yeah.
You have seen most of the first episode of The Acolyte, but all three of The Boys.
Yes.
So Acolyte episode 3 dropped on, I believe, Wednesday. And there you see the actor, the thespian who plays the two, kind of, they're twins, you know, spoiler. Oh. But it's one individual who plays, at least as adults. It's when they're children, I don't know, they don't exactly look identical. Like, they might have found some twins who are, you know, maybe just a skosh off being identical. But you find out essentially that they are, I don't know if I want to say bred or through, similarly to, I guess, how Anakin Skywalker would be born, which is the dark side of the Force. These two were created to what you learn is it's a coven, but it's all female. So same sex couple. And they have conflicting, I apologize if this is a spoiler for you, Mike. I don't know if you care.
You're fine, good.
But the girls, the characters, have conflicting paths that they want to take. One wants to stay in the coven. I mean, they they refer to them as a coven, refer to them as witches. Similar to, I think, was it Dothamir, the witches there who utilized the Force. She wants to save the other one. They're both Force sensitive. She wants to be a Jedi. And in fact, they're told when the Jedi arrive on the planet, like, hey, don't, you know, like, they're going to test you. Just fail the test. It's okay. And so Jedi Master Sol, he's administering the test to the second twin, who the first one failed, dropped out, whatever, you know, did her job. And he's basically like giving it's the same things that young Anakin had to do in Phantom Menace. Like, they have a little screen. It's beginning of Ghostbusters. It's that clairvoyance says, all right, can you tell me what the picture is that's on the monitor here that you can't see? And she's missing them on purpose. And he's like, yep, nope. But he's going around. He's like, no, you're right. And on the second or third time, it's whatever. It's a tower or mountain. Or, yeah, I think it's a tower or something. She says, it's a mountain. He's like, yep, yep. She's like, no, wait, it's a, you know, she like, you know, outed herself as far as like she knew the answer. She knew she was lying. So I mean, like, that's fun. I mean, I suppose, you know, that, you know, she was doing her best and he tricked her. But it has a violent end. I think that my biggest issue with this series, I mean, this series is being lambasted from people on both sides of the social political aisle. I mean, it's not doing well, but it's already created. It's not like they can cancel it, you know? the coven, the characters are, they're trying to portray the Jedi as bad. And I feel like we've had 1977. I got to do math, roughly 47 years of Star Wars. And I think if you are going to have the either in the universe, in the Star Wars world, or in our world, if you're going to have the mindset that the Jedi are bad, you probably need to look internally, because I think that there's something off with your radar.
No. Hold on. I think it's amazing. Again, like you said, I've only seen one episode of it, basically. But the way you're describing it, if they are trying to make the Jedi look bad, and we're not saying the Jedi are bad. Obviously, we know they're not. But I love that there's a different mindset over it.
No,
I love that there's a different way of thinking about it. And I want to see that viewpoint.
And for like the characters too, the you know, it's always said the most compelling villains are the ones who view themselves as the mm-hmm. heroes. Like, that's yes. why, dare I say, Lex Luthor is a better villain than Joker. Joker's yes, just dramatic evil. Lex Luthor viewed himself as the man of tomorrow, and then Superman showed up. So to an extent, like, I don't mind that viewpoint in the series, mm-hmm. but I think what gets me, and especially because, you know, like, they make a comment about, like, oh, those old monks, you know, things like that. I'm like, we don't need to be so on the nose, but like the people who are sympathetic to this viewpoint mm-hmm. in the real world, I think they need to get alive.
Yeah, I don't care about the real world. We're watching Star Wars. We're watching space battles and a giant whatever ape thing that growls and people understand of, and there's lightsabers and all kinds of stuff. So that it's completely different. I do, but like I said, I like the. I'm interested in watching it to see what their viewpoint is, you know. And also, and again, it's obviously it's not over yet, so obviously that it might switch later on in, you know, or something comes up,
right?
You know,
Fred says the Force, or as they refer to it in this show, the Thread. Like, again, 47 years of Star Wars. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel on some of this. But he says the Force somehow impregnated the ladies and then spat out the antagonist and protagonist. then he says, I hate this. They've been doing it in everything. Deconstruct it. And now for modern audiences, now everything that was good is now bad. We have seen a little bit of a flip.
By the way, what does Fred like? Because Fred talks, no offense, Fred, but you talk a lot about what you hate. Tell me, Fred, something you like.
Besides the Huskers,
that's a given. Okay, everybody here likes the Huskers.
That's right, everybody. Oh, that reminds me. I can ask you this. My buddy Haas and I do another show. We don't do it live. We record it. And it's called, in this case, Coronation Overreaction Revisits. And we go back and we're looking at every game from last year.
Okay.
We're going to get set to talk about the Illinois game.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do a guest shot on that?
When is it?
Whenever.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm available, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we don't typically start recording until 9 or 9:30, but it's only like a half hour show, so.
Yeah. I'm down.
Sweet. And the beer is good. All right.
By the way, Fred's still thinking about what he likes. He hasn't figured it out yet.
Highlander Gun says, pick Firefly.
That's good. That would work, honestly.
Fred likes Star Trek? J.J. Abrams movies, like Star Wars pre the sequel series. Fred, like Doctor Who till they ruined it.
Here's the thing, Fred. I'm trying to help you out. And I love you,
Fred. I think Fred's just a gentleman of a certain age.
even when you're talking about stuff you like, you added, you're like, I like ketchup, but not when it's from Walmart. It's like, just say you like ketchup, man. Come on. All right, but you did name stuff you like, so okay, that's good. Here's the thing, I've never seen Doctor Who. So if you want to recommend a season for me to watch, that would be fine. I don't know where I'd watch it at, but you know.
I think it's on Disney Plus. I think some of it's on Disney Plus now. I've seen some of the newer. I would say probably season, Fred might have to help me out. If it's, I would start with like the David Tennant Doctor.
That's probably a good one.
I also don't hate the Christopher Eccleston. But all right, well, let us move forward. It was announced this week. I had no idea that this was even, you know, in the near future, but we're getting Watchmen again.
Yes.
And in animated form.
I vaguely remember something being talked about like a year or two ago or whatever. I don't know. I know you put that trailer out there and you said it was very confusing. I did not watch it. Full disclosure.
Well, I won't say it's confusing. It's just, I don't know this for this going more or less on what I've heard or read, but like Coco Melon for young kids.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of rapid cuts. I mean, it's kids songs. Yeah. That's what Watchmen was, but it was Watchmen rapid cuts. I've seen, you know, read studies that say that rapid cut style of like Coco Melon versus like what we grew up with, which was Mr. Rogers. And it was like one camera. They just kept it going.
Yeah.
That has helped, been a greater cause of like ADHD in children because of the rapid cuts. So, all right, let's take a couple quick looks at because Fred says the voice is good. I liked Altered Carbon. I like Invincible. Haven't seen Firefly yet.
Yes. Agreed. I haven't seen Altered Carbon. I've heard good things about it, I think.
I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't remember much.
Yeah,
same. Hyler Gunn says Firefly is a good series, just 1 year, however, with a movie at the end. I remember like the joke that they made in The Big Bang Theory when they were in a flashback. They said, "Oh no, whatever night Firefly was on, like Tuesday or Thursday, nope, that's Firefly night, and it'll always be that way because it's such a wonderful show, it'll never go away." And of course, it only lasted one season. So. Let's see. Fred suggests starting with Eccleston and go all the way to Capaldi's second to last season and then quit watching it. Original is great, but not a lot of people like that old sci-fi or poor special effects. So,
okay.
I mean, the original goes back to like the 1960s.
Yeah. So, okay. Eccleston to Capaldi.
Minnie's here tonight, says, I liked He-Man, and that's it in the sci-fi or animation. So,
That's good. He-Man is good.
And Highlander Gunn still out there trumpeting for Firefly. Firefly says, try Firefly. Minnie had a 52% female fan base. But I'll tell you what I like about Firefly. I mean, aside from, you know, it was a fun show, but Malcolm, gosh dang it. Who's my fifth favorite actor in Hollywood right now?
Guy, what is his name? He played in Moon Knight. Brie Larson.
Nathan Fillion.
Oh.
So, anyway. All right. So, Watchmen.
Oscar Isaac. That's what it was.
That's who. I do want to go back and watch Moon Knight, though. Like that, I feel like that's deserving of a rewatch. So, anyway, we're going to get an animated version of Watchmen. And I guess Watchmen fans will just have to hope and pray that it has the more comic book accurate ending instead of what we got at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Or, you know, they could just also read the comic.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Visually, you know, taking into fact that it's animated and not, you know, 2D images, but looks, again, very much on brand.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hate the Zack Snyder, movie of The Watchmen.
No.
With the exception of that third act or the latter half of the third act, I thought it was, you know, almost shot for shot, frame by frame, a retelling of the story. But it went on for a long time. Maybe that's why they're dividing this into two parts. The first part's going to be out in the fall, and then part two is going to be available in 2025. And I think they're kind of taking that model from Crisis on Infinite Earths, which just within the last month or two released part two of that. And again, these timeless pieces of comic literature, you know, the fact that they're making them, and I think doing it animated, I think they're able to, I'd like to say they're able to keep a little bit more true, but not from what I've seen with Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Well, and I think we might have differing opinions on this, which is fine, but I feel a lot of times you want, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you want a shot by shot or as close as possible movie, TV show, whatever, to the comic books, where I want generally tell the same story. That's about it. Like, if I want something that's like the comic books, I'll read the comic books.
I think if you're going to like Flashpoint, if you're going to give it the, like, you know, the heading or I'm trying to think of something that really jumps off. Okay, Civil War.
Yeah.
I knew Civil War was not going to meet my expectations as soon as it was announced, because Civil War, the comic, encapsulates the entirety of the Marvel Universe.
Right. They had decades of backstory.
Right. And all the characters you already knew. You didn't have to introduce, I mean, they introduced Spider-Man, but hell, everybody knows Spider-Man. And I was fine with it. Like, it wasn't the Civil War that I read, but it was the Civil War that I enjoyed, and it made sense for the MCU.
Yeah.
Like any of the Batman movies, any of those, again, if they're not putting like a comic book title on there, creative liberty. Like, I don't care. But right. I think if you're going to do a Crisis on Infinite Earths, then you better keep it close to Crisis on Infinite Earths. You know what I mean? Like, because there's an expectation.
That's fair. Yeah. Like I said, I'm a little bit more lenient, but I understand what you're saying. You know. And honestly, sometimes if the movie isn't good or not, I'll give it. So Batman Hush, the animated movie made me appreciate the comic book more, you know, and I like the animated movie.
And I think another one that kind of evoked that same feeling for me was Under the Red Hood, the animated movie. And then, you know,
yeah,
again, it's not shot for shot like the book, but it's very good. Yeah. And there's
I was going to say, I'm fine with a little bit of leniency is I want to be surprised. Like, if I've already read, you know, whatever, Flashpoint or something like that, and it's then the movie's exactly like the comic book is, like, what does that do for me? Like, okay, I just saw this same thing twice. Cool.
But again, I think it kind of comes back to the you know, what we expect, right? Because I think one of the most faithful book to movie adaptations that I know of is The Green Mile.
Okay.
The Green Mile, which was a the name just went right through my brain.
John Quincy Adams.
No. Anyway, Stephen King. Oh, Stephen I got King. There. It took a minute. And I think the book is tremendous. I think the movie is tremendous, and the movie is, I think, very faithful to the book. Like I watched the book. I checked that book out twice when we were in high school from the school library, and then the movie was coming out like in that time.
Yeah.
So it was all fresh, and I remember watching the movie. Like, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, and they're the little bit of special effects that they have, and when I'm reading the book and then I'm starting to watch a movie, like how are they gonna
yeah.
do that? I'm like, oh, special effects that they've had in movies for decades. So,
yeah, that might be slightly different because I think it's different going from a book to a movie as current as a comic book, which has pictures in it, to a movie. You know,
when done right, or I shouldn't say when done mm-hmm. right. It's possible to like just use the comic book as a source material because you have the storyboard right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Let's see. Minnie being here said, did Greg pull out his super cool glasses yet?
He pulled out glasses. I wasn't going to call him super cool, but he pulled out glasses.
And Fred says, Minnie, I bet Greg's wife took them away. She did not.
She probably doesn't know or care about them.
I'm going to sit try if I can't wear them tonight.
As you should.
Yeah, anyway. All right, so let's move on. We also got a little teaser trailer for season 2 of a show that was on Netflix or is on Netflix and debuted, I think, in 2021, that being Arcane, Mike, from
yes.
League of Legends, I believe.
I believe so.
So, and kind of the show that kind of gets forgotten about a little bit, you know, because it only had maybe 8-9 episodes, you know, something like that. But, you know, I really like the visual style. It was good storytelling. Here we see just one little still from the upcoming season, which is, by the way, it's not just going to be a second season. It's going to be his last season. Like they're getting out while they can. And this one was really evocative to me. It made me think of a movie that is 15 years old that nobody watching this or listening has probably ever heard of. And I want to say that it was a Tim Burton animated feature. But do you remember the movie Nine?
No, that looks familiar, but I know I've never seen it. And that's definitely Tim Burton-esque.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, as you can tell, they're kind of definitely post-apocalyptic, but it's like a steampunk or I think, I saw something online when I was looking for that image or an image said it was more like a Stitch Punk. But they're little robots and they all, you know, they all have number on their burlap canvas bodies. And, you know, so I like this animation style. I wasn't too sure of it at the beginning when I started watching Arcane 3 years ago, but the more I see of it again, it kind of, you know, it's similar. I mean, it's very different, but you know, I'm here for a little more Arcane. Why not, right?
I watched, I think, all or most of the first season, and I remember enjoying it.
Speaking of watching all or most of the first season, I went to start up season 2 of Sweet Tooth.
Okay.
And realized I hadn't quite finished season 1.
Okay.
Like I was.
You don't have to. I mean, you're far enough behind. You don't really have to finish it. Yeah. That's up to you, obviously. I think I am on the very last episode.
It's
going to be the final season.
I believe I finished the first season today. Okay. And I rewound a little bit because I was like, I don't know. And immediately I was like, I was kind of caught back up mm-hmm. with everything. Yeah. So kudos to the creators for making it digestible for dummies like me. Yeah. So Sweet Tooth, all 3 seasons are available right now on Netflix. You know what's not going to be on Netflix for much longer?
What is that?
Well, I should say, you know who's not going to be making more content for Netflix or Warner Discovery? And that would be Mr. Dwayne Rock Johnson.
Okay. Well,
and by that, as you can see here, he's standing with his ex-wife and business partner, Danny. And I believe that is someone from Disney, but he inked, or he and his production company, Seven Bucks, they signed a first look deal through Disney. Danny Garcia is his business partner there, for theatrical and streaming films. Just trying to look here if I can see a dollar figure. Now, I'm not totally surprised by this because, you know, like Moana, which he's heavily involved in, also Jungle Cruise. Let's see.
Yeah, he does do Disney type movies sometimes. So yeah,
he is going to be back as Maui in Moana 2, which is going to hit theaters in November. Nothing here that I could see as far as a dollar figure from Variety.com, which, you know, whatever, I guess none of my business. But I do think, you know, we talk about like superhero fatigue, and I don't know if that's a real thing. But I do feel like, you know, permeating the public is some Dwayne Johnson fatigue. Do you think that he's getting a little oversaturated?
I think so. I think people were upset. Well, I mean, there was a lot of rumors, and maybe they were true, about like him trying to take over DC. I've heard that he was the one who didn't want Shazam to be in the end credits of Black Adam, because his whole thing was Black Adam should fight Superman. Like, he wanted to fight the, you know, the big bad guy, right, or whatever. Whereas in the comic books, it's Black Adam, Shazam are more likely to fight each other. So it would have made more sense that he was, like I said, was basically just trying to take over DC and going above people's heads that he shouldn't be going over, you know?
Yeah, not gonna make a lot of friends. And what is that book/movie? It's how to lose friends and alienate people or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely feel like that was what he was working on in that. So so he's done with Warner DC, and he will move on to Disney and gum up those works, I would suppose.
I hope he makes great movies, movies and TV shows. You know.
Speaking of great movies and TV shows, Fred says, I also like Game of Thrones and enjoy Cobra Kai, an example of how to properly reinvent an old IP.
Cobra Kai. Okay, yes. Cobra Kai, I really enjoyed. Somebody's doing something outside my house. Some, like, I don't know.
It's not Nolan, is it?
No, somebody who doesn't know how to drive. But no, with Cobra Kai, I do like it. I really like it. They have the last, was it fifth season coming up?
In three parts, 15 episodes. It's like July, October, November, and then sometime in 2025.
Yeah.
Which is a little crazy.
It does. I don't think they should have gone five seasons. Now, I say that with somebody who's going to watch the fifth season and has rewatched other seasons. I feel like five seasons was just, they stretched it as far as they could. They had a good, very good premise at first, which was like, hey, maybe this guy wasn't the bad guy if you really think about it. Like, he, you know,
he's got his Barney Stinson said.
Yeah.
Remember that? How I Met Your Mother?
Yes, of course. Yeah. And then they, you know, they had it where they were training the other person's kid and stuff like that. And, you know, it was going back and forth. And then it was like they were enemies. And the bad guy was the good guy. The good guy was the bad guy. And now they're friends, but now they're enemies again, and then we have to separate the teams again.
A lot of repetition.
Yeah,
I think, but I guess by dragging it on, mm-hmm. we're getting further and further into, like all the other characters, the secondary characters from the
movies
from the 80s.
Here's the, and look, I'm completely wrong about this. By the way, Fred, you're correct. They could have called it a day a season or two ago. Absolutely. I think some of those characters, I don't even know if people knew who they were sometimes. You know? Regardless, am I going to look forward to the fifth season? Yes. Am I going to be pissed because it's three parts and I have to wait a year between each part or whatever? Yes.
I mean, might as well just make it, season 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
So, But I mean, I see it. Realistically, they probably have another. I mean, if it's three parts, five episodes in each, there's got to be at least 40 minutes per episode.
Yeah.
I mean, so they've probably got another almost 10 hours of content.
By the way, I remember watching it when it was on like YouTube Premium or something like that.
Yeah. When you had to pay for it on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So, to what you said a moment ago, Mike, the only Karate Kid movie I ever watched was the first one.
Yes.
You know, so the only way that I know about some of these, you know, Cobra Kai, old senseis and whatnot is the exposition and the flashbacks that they're showing in the series. So I
watched the first, I watched the first Karate Kid, and then I watched Lady Karate Kid or whatever it was called.
I do remember that one with Hilary Swank.
But here's the thing. I watched that. I'm like 90% sure I saw that at the drive-in in Breeze.
I'm trying to remember how long ago Breeze had a drive-in.
It was when I was little-ish. Maybe it was something else. When did that movie? Because that doesn't make sense. When did that movie come out? Are you looking it up?
I'm on it.
Greg's going to take next 20 cool. minutes to find it.
1994.
So I was 13. That's reasonable.
A young Hilary Swank. By the way, 7% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not right.
7%. That's not right. I think just the fact you have Pat Morita there gives you like 30%. But
yeah.
So, all right. Before we get on to kind of our final two topics, I came across this link from ICV2.com, and I was actually – part of me was surprised, and also part of me that lives in this world was not surprised. But basically what it comes down to, boils down to, is that adults age 18 and up became the largest market segment for toys. And we don't talk a whole lot of like business on this, but for the first time in the first quarter of this year, surpassing the preschool segment, there were more toys purchased for adults. Watch it, Fred. Than there were for preschoolers in the first quarter of this year.
What do they consider toys? Are video games considered toys?
So, let's see. They were, I mean, it's just a lot. Like, a lot of it is, let's see.
Like smartwatches, are those considered toys?
No. Like that, you know? So, for example, this is, it has to do with, like, there's a lot that's like Pokemon cards. But it says over the past year, 43% of adults purchased a toy for themselves, citing socialization, enjoyment, and collecting as the top motivations. But adult purchases amounted to $1.5 billion in quarter one. This list from, again, ICV2.com, which is available on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NerdsUnitedShow, says four TCG products were among the top 10 new items sold in track stores for the spring season. They were Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, Paladin Fates Collection, tin at number four. Yeah, it's just Pokemon cards, essentially. And Disney Lorcana into the Inklands booster pack.
Okay.
I think this more, I don't know if it's, you know, not like video games.
Okay. The idea, that idea of a toy is different than what we would think of as toys. Because right. I could see it like, I could see people, because Lorcana whatever it is, it's a new big thing. A lot of people are doing that. Pokemon, it's always been around. That's kind of like, and maybe they did in this, if they counted comic books as toys. You know?
Doesn't say. It does say that toy sales overall were down 1% in the spring, according to Circana, with toys and games not among the super categories experiencing growth. Toy sales for spring remain up 38% versus sales back in 2019. So that feels like going back 5 years is a little odd, but what do I know?
Yeah.
That's why we don't talk business on this show, by God.
All right, we're number one. Yay, go us.
Yeah. All right, before we get on to our main event yesterday, I believe it was, the first three episodes of The Boys, season four, dropped on Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see there's a still there. We have Homelander and his son, whose son doesn't have a name, I don't think.
Ryan.
Thank you. I'm glad you're on the ball. It's like, I'm sure he has a name. It's not important.
He's never been named before. Nope, he was named in season one, actually.
That's true. That's true. So I was surprised by a part of this first, because again, as we mentioned at the outset, I've only seen almost the first episode, and you've seen all three. Let's see. We'll address these comments in a moment. But I was surprised to see Black Noir back, because it did not end so well in season three for old Black Noir.
No, but have you heard him talk?
No.
Not yet. Oh, that's not really a big spoiler. It's kind of funny. Because I was going to say with like the three episodes, and this is not a spoiler, but like you get to Black Noir talks, and it's odd. and then also you see Homelander shirtless, and he's a lot hairier than you would think.
I did see that.
Yeah. Okay.
I was not anticipating that. But yeah, so you know, I'm enjoying it. It's more of the same. We know that you have the fourth season and the fifth season, and then The Boys will end, but yes, Gen V and other spinoff shows in that world will continue. So, and if you need to know more about Homelander, for those who are unfamiliar, there he is. He's a very angry individual. We just, you know, hope that he gets the help he needs. This is June. It's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Maybe he needs to sit down and talk to somebody.
You know what? I think you're right. And we'll talk to him and not laser their face off.
Yeah, you know? They had that dream sequence for him where he's like, reliving in his mind murders that he's committed. Fred says, "I like when Homelander shoved his kid off the roof. How I imagine John working with Greg when they first met." I had wings and I knew how to fly, big guy. So, what are your thoughts so far? I mean, you've seen more of season three, and I'm assuming it's going to be 8 to 10 episodes. I'm not sure.
I assume so. This very much feels like a season four, where I don't want to say it's slow to start, because there's plenty of action and there's plenty of holy shit moments. Mm-hmm. But I feel slower than the first or second seasons. And I can't put into words why. It's like we're gonna get there eventually. We're gonna do it. I don't know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna do it eventually. And so, I'm looking forward to episode four when it comes out in a week, I guess.
Let's see. Highlander Gun says, "I've been living in Fangorn Forest for too long. I don't know any of these flicks." Just be prepared, Highlander, if you go to watch The Boys on Prime
Video. Have your kids with you. I don't know if you have kids or not, but if you do, bring them around with you, and especially if they're little. This is The Boys is really for little kids. They're going to want to – it's like before bed. Before bed, have them sit down. Have them watch The Boys. It's educational, honestly. I hate to even say it's entertainment, because it's really more educational. He's 38. Does he have kids? Because bring his kids around. It's really for ages like 10 and under is what it's for. So
shame. You should be ashamed of yourself. You know?
Yeah, I'm not.
I know. All right. Before we get to our main event, as we're kind of mowing through things here, which is good. I like the higher pacing. We get out of here in less than 2 hours. Not that 2 hour shows are bad, but Minnie says, "I think life has changed so much. What toys have you bought recently for your kids?" Well, your kid's in college, so I don't know if that counts.
Bag of Nails. It was one of the good toys this year. Bag of Nails. Open Electric Socket was a good one.
We bought
Pail of Water.
We bought Garrett a lizard last week.
Did you really?
You did not tell you that last week?
No.
Yeah, he's got the lizard.
Oh, wow.
He's got the bearded dragon.
What's the lizard's name, and who feeds it? You?
Benjamin,
okay. I don't know about that name, but okay.
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, okay. That's better. No, I like it.
But he just goes by Benjamin. The funny thing is, it's not old enough yet to be able to tell if it's a boy lizard or a girl lizard.
Don't matter.
So if it's a girl lizard, then her name's just going to be Benny.
That's good, yeah.
So, Ashley and Garrett feed it crickets.
Okay.
And I help tear up the greens for it from time to time.
Okay.
I was told, not that there's conditional about anything, but I was told that I didn't have to do a whole lot with it. But I've held it. It's fine.
Okay, good. Sweet.
You know, we're bonding. So I don't, I'm trying to think of the other stuff we got, the like Matchbox cars and Hot Wheels. Oh, my boys love Hot Wheels. So I don't think that's changed a whole lot. Although Fred says Greg buys his kids flashing glasses that he then keeps for himself.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Fred. All right. Well, let us move on to our main event. For those of you who are brand new to the show, or maybe you forgot, we started back in February, I think now, with 80s movies. And somebody, there was some random picture. I said, oh, let's each keep five and see if there's any overlap. And we've branched out. We've done 90s movies and TV shows and bands and breakfast cereals, and we've had variations. Last week we did with the grilled foods. We created teams. This week we're going kind of back to basics, back to the original version. We did summer or vacation movies because it's summer vacation.
Yeah.
So Mike, do you want to go first with my picks, or do you want me to go first?
Yes, I want to choose first.
Okay. Highlander says, I saw a picture of Greg's bearded dragon. He says it's 6 inches long, but it don't look longer than four to me. Okay. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm, I got you. Mm-hmm.
So Mike is going to pick from my selection. So let me share this image with you all. Again, for those of you who are watching along with us in the comments, pick your five that you would save out of this list of 15. Yes. Fred says, next week, favorite person in chat. I'm not saying I'm first ballot, but ... you're probably top three, at least tonight anyway, Fred. There's no Josh tonight because he's in a different time zone. So, all right, the movies that I gave to you are, there we go. We have The Great Outdoors, the Dan Aykroyd, John Candy comedy. We have Summer Catch, which had Jessica Biel and Freddie Prinze Jr., Matthew Lillard, about Cape Cod Baseball League. We have Meatballs, their top middle, Camp Nowhere. We have National Lampoon's European Vacation, Dazed and Confused, Independence Day, Caddyshack, 500 Days of Summer, We're the Millers, Friday the 13th. Remember, they're cleaning up Camp Crystal Lake. We have Summer School, American Pie 2, Wet Hot American Summer, and Without a Paddle.
Okay, this is going to be fairly easy, I think. Some of these I've never seen. Okay, We're the Millers first. I absolutely love We're the Millers.
You're getting paid?
Yeah. I mean, that is a rewatchable movie.
Yeah, I need to find that. I need to give that another watch. It's been a number of years since I've seen it.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with something I haven't watched in a long time, but I back in the day, I watched it a handful of times, which is Without a Paddle.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's in my like every couple of year rotation.
Yep.
I think it's on Hulu.
Probably. Yes, I think it is. Yes. Okay. I American Pie 2. I don't remember what's different about American Pie 2 than American Pie. But you know what? I'm gonna pick it.
The weird guy. That's where he was spending all summer learning like the tantric sex for when Stifler's mom came over.
Oh yes.
It's sad that's what I remember about that.
Okay. And then Summer Catch I've never seen. Camp Nowhere, I just looks fairly familiar, but I don't remember it.
So Camp Nowhere is all the kids moms and dads were going to send all these this group of kids to various camps like computer camp and fat camp and other stuff. And they kind of like the movie Accepted with Justin Long. And they basically created this fake camp and sent letters and reports out to all the parents. I'm like, I'm having a great time at computer camp or acting camp. And the camp counselor was Christopher Lloyd. And then they had parents weekend and the jig was up, so to speak. So
that sounds so familiar. That might be one I'd have to find in watching it. I have three. Okay, good. I have three. And then I'm going to add Independence Day because, you know, you have to. That's the summer movie. Then, okay, like Summer School, I never saw. Wet Hot American Summer, I never saw, but I heard it's really good. 500 Days of Summer, I also never saw, but I heard it was good. So here's the thing. I'm going to go with a movie that I just saw probably the last 2 years, and it's been out for a long, long time, and heard things. I'm not going to barely leave. Caddyshack. And here's the thing about it is when I watched it, and even looking at this poster does not have who the main character is. Like that? No, because right.
The kid.
The kid's the main character in that movie. These are all side characters, but obviously they went on to, and probably at the time, honestly, even were bigger. And so they're on the poster. Yeah. So yeah, we're the Millers, Without a Paddle, American Pie 2, Independence Day, and Caddyshack.
Very nice. Good selection there, Michael.
Thank you. We're going to look at mine here now. And I tell everybody, I don't even know if some of these are summer and or vacation movies. I just Googled because I couldn't think of summer vacation movies. So I literally Googled, what are some summer movies? What are movies? And I also, like, if you just, so future reference, if anybody Googles what are vacation movies, they will just show you all the National Lampoon vacation movies.
That's true.
You have to go like, what are movies where it's a vacation?
Well, let's take a look at the movies that you gave me to choose from.
All right. So we got National Lampoon's Vacation, Up, The Parent Trap, Dirty Dancing, My Girl, Jaws, Road Trip, Euro Trip.
By the way, it's only accidental that Road Trip and Euro Trip got put right next to one.
That's fair. Stand By Me, Grease, Weekend at Bernie's, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Point Break, Dazed and Confused, we had a duplicate, and Heavyweights.
Okay. Well, I think you got to get National Lampoon's Vacation off the board.
Fair.
Dazed and Confused, because I like that last day of school, first night of summer in the 1970s. Okay. And I like how, you know, some of the dialogue is like, well, you know, maybe it's the every other decade thing. The 60s rocked. The 70s clearly suck. So maybe the 80s will be great. And I'm like, okay. I don't know if that's going to work out for you. Here's the thing. Between Road Trip and Euro Trip, I take Euro Trip.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. I would have gone opposite, but that's okay.
Scotty doesn't know.
Yeah, fair.
Let's see. I mean, the easy ones that would not be on the list would be like Parent Trap, Dirty Dancing, My Girl, Grease.
I would have picked you for a Grease fan, Greg.
You want to know how dumb Greg was many, many, many years ago?
I remember.
You would have known. So my sister had Grease on VHS. Mm-hmm. And shut up, Fred. I remember looking out like, when in the world was this movie made? It was made in like 1978 or 79 or something, but it took place in the 50s. But again, I was dumb and didn't know how movies worked. I was like, I don't remember. Not that I was around for the 70s, right. But like, I don't think the 70s looked like that. So,
by the way, speaking of Grease, if you ever want to watch a funny video, just look up like Grease songs without music. Like,
oh, that movie's a little more risque with some of the songs and some of the song lyrics than, you know, it should. Like, there are high schools that do that in like the spring musical. I'm like, I don't know if you should.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got Vacation, Dazed and Confused, Euro Trip. Mm-hmm. I do like Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I think I put that one on there.
Yeah.
And then this is. Between the two, I would go Stand By Me. I've probably seen Heavyweights more because it was a little bit more accessible growing up because, you know, it was on Disney Channel or whatever.
Yeah.
But Stand By Me is such a good flick.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a look at what the commenters had to say.
Okay.
And we'll go back to yours. And Fred says, from the list that I gave you, Caddyshack, mm-hmm. Summer School, Euro, European Vacation, Independence Day, and Meatballs.
Okay. I almost picked Meatballs.
And from, let's see, from my from your options to me, Fred said Up, Stand By Me, Point Break, that is, Road Trip, and Jaws.
Great choices.
And even though some of these are not on the list, Minnie says, this is my blockbuster trip, European vacation, family vacation, Vegas vacation, Dazed and Confused, and Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay, yeah.
Not those entirely, would have been
great if we had picked some.
I was going to say, not entirely, playing by the rules of the game, but that's okay.
You make up your own rules in life, you know?
Oh, no, yeah, so many of the rules are that you have to choose from the options we gave you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just go pull another. I mean, otherwise you could put Christmas Vacation in there. That'd probably win the whole thing. So, all right, so now is the time where Mike looks at the list he gave me.
Yes.
And has to pick five off of that list.
Yes. All right. I'm immediately going to Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I've seen that movie so many times. That was one of my, it was my Blu-ray/DVD. I forgot what, I think I had DVD for it that I just watched constantly and watched the behind the scenes and the commentary and all that stuff.
The Van Helsing puppet musical is tremendous.
Which, by the way, in case anybody doesn't know, but that was a legit thing Jason Segel was doing. So that was before this movie was made or as it was getting made, he wanted to do a Dracula musical with puppets. And that it wasn't like I'm going to do this because it's going to be ironic and funny. He legit wanted to do it. And so they kind of just got added in. Okay, I'm going to go Heavyweights because that's just good. Let's see here. Yeah, I got to go Lampoon Vacation. It's better than Christmas Vacation, so that's understandable.
Sorry, folks. The park's closed. The sign out front should have told you.
Then I'm going to go Up because I like to cry in the beginning of movies. And then I'm going to go Road Trip. You want your Road Trip? I'm going Road Trip.
Well, nobody's perfect.
All right. So those are mine. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Heavyweights, Lampoon Vacation, Up, and Road Trip.
All right. Well, let's take a quick gander at, the ones that I gave you. Mm-hmm. I'm actually surprised so Independence Day, I remember I don't want to say my not cool grandparents, but definitely my more strict grandparents actually took me to see Independence Day in theaters.
Okay.
Which blew my mind. That
did they know what was it about, or did they look like Independence Day and be like, okay, this is about America. Greg needs to learn some history.
They might have, so it was like summer, and it was one of those summer blockbusters. It was probably around my birthday, and maybe it was all right, well, you can get one. If I would have looked over at my grandma, I'm sure she'd been just aghast, oh my gosh, clutching her pearls. So I'd put Independence Day on there for an abundance of reasons, but that memory, I would put on here. Yeah, I'd also have Without a Paddle and Caddyshack. I'm actually surprised. I find The Great Outdoors to be a tremendous movie.
I know I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you one thing about it besides it has Dan Aykroyd and John Candy in it.
It's
outdoors, I'm assuming.
And it's pretty great.
Okay.
I have those and I want to go European Vacation. I've only seen Weird the Millers once. Weird the Millers made the list over RV. Have you ever seen RV?
It's yes, Robin and it Williams. Very well should have made the list over RV.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
I did that for you. So I have Great Outdoors, Independence Day,
Caddyshack.
Thank you. Without a Paddle. You know what? I think I'm gonna go European Vacation.
Go for it.
Sorry.
I that's good. It's a good list.
Thank you. Fred says, not kidding. In the theater, when the president in the movie gave his speech, the guy got up and legit cheered and clapped. I mean, it's an iconic speech. Today, yes. We celebrate our Independence Day.
But maybe the guy, yes, great speech. But I don't know if the guy knew that the president wasn't actually there. I find it odd when anybody cheers and claps at a movie because the actors aren't there.
Yeah.
But you do you, you know?
President Whitmore. Thomas J. Whitmore.
All right. By the way, before we get out of here, do you want to tell them what our next category is going to be? Because we already chose it.
Yeah, that's I'm very excited. Excuse me. Very excited by the endless possibilities.
Yes.
Of what you presented to me today. Please tell the good people who have sat with us for the last 65 minutes what our selection game or segment is going to be next week.
It's going to be the reasons that Bleep Blark is great. So it's like, how can we only choose 15? You know, I'm Bleep Blark, by the way. or the other option was we're going to do basically vacation ideas or vacation spots. And I told Greg, it's literally anywhere you have gone before. Or anywhere you would like to go before. So, I mean, cities. And I was going to tell you this, too. Like, the way I'm thinking of it is, like, I'm not thinking about money or, like, well, I'd love to travel to Italy, but I got to take time off work. And then it's just, like, you can go there.
There's nothing holding you back.
Nothing holding you back, you know? And, Greg, if you want to decide you want to go somewhere by yourself, you can. I don't know if that's something you want, but... Don't admit it out loud right now, probably, but, you know.
Fred says that first option sounds like it was written by the people who do Acolyte.
You mean great people? We're saying?
Pump those bricks, sir. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, endless possibilities. Yeah. I am excited to throw some of my favorite, like, bucket list destinations and send them your way. So, I'm sure you probably already have half your list already in mind.
No, I didn't see. Okay. I probably have two in mind, and one I don't even know how I'm gonna get it. How I'm gonna represent it, you know?
Mars?
Yes, Mars. Well, that would be easy, actually. No, and hey, if we're going Universal, that's even different. You know?
We better not. Let's try to keep it on this planet.
We'll keep it Earthbound for now. Yeah.
This will be great for Mini and Highlander Gun and Josh when he watches this, but Fred says Greg's top five will be Shaska, Minnesota. So that is the town where our founder at Coronation.com, John Johnston, lives. So okay. I've been to Shaska. I've been to John's house and broken bread with him. So then he says the Lincoln better be on the list. So.
Well, we got 15 to choose. 15. Yeah.
15 to create and a week to do it. So. Only time will tell.
Yeah. But
Mike, this is a lot of fun. It always is. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and mm-hmm. an hour earlier. Heck,
yes,
we can go to bed early tonight.
Yeah, I'm fine with doing it at 8 from now on.
We'll see. A lot of it's going to depend on how the frequency with which I can get the twins to bed because Garrett hadn't been a problem. I think Ashley went upstairs at one point. But if the twins were here, then the twins would be like right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Daddy, what you doing? Daddy. Something like that. Yeah. So. All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Nerds United, a JitteryMonkey.com podcast, a part of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. Thanks to all of our tremendous viewers who help make the show what it is with their interactions and comments. Thank you to my good friend and co-host of the year, Mike Luther. I'm Greg Mahochko for Nerds United and the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. We remind you each and every week to be kind
and rewind.
That's right.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.